The risk, of course, is that we've had a nice spike in sales through the summer, really for a couple of reasons. One of them is that I think a lot of people have put off buying a car all year, waiting for the traditional sales period when cars are thought to be cheaper, basically July, August, September. And then we had a Cash for Clunkers program, which has concentrated an awful lot of sales into a short period of time. And I kind of worry because car companies are increasing production going into basically October, which is when these cars will be hitting the marketplace. And the risk, of course, is that car sales will be slowing down after the Clunkers program unwinds and the new cars come out in October, which are probably going to be a little bit more expensive. Facing an environment right now where pricing is jumping up for consumers, cars they're out there, but they're not out there in the volumes that we normally see. So as I said earlier, the real question mark moving into the fall is going to be, will sales continue at the current pace, which frankly I think is unlikely, and are the car companies going to be finding themselves with inventories building again as we move into the end of the year?
From a worldwide standpoint, do you think the demand for American automobiles will increase anytime soon?
Well, if you're talking about American cars being sold overseas, I mean, we're seeing some of the overseas markets recovering, certainly in Asia, and that's obviously a good thing. In terms of the U.S. marketplace, I think we're going to be entering a period of real volatility where sales bounce up and down pretty unpredictably from month to month and then even year to year, which is really what we saw in the 70s and 80s. So it might be a little bit of a back to the future. It's certainly not fun times if you're planning production for a car company.